Plans are in the works to open an arts academy for underserved youth in Northeast Denver. The Radical Arts Academy will launch in 2024, and it will start with first and second grade and keep on growing every year. They are pioneering the idea of arts-based learning, which means they will let students use art as a model to apply math, science, and diverse projects to motivate their academic growth. KGNU's Rosana Longobetter spoke with one of the school's co-founders, Pink Hawks band leader Mario Yuso Nieto.
So Radical Arts Academy, basically, I co-founded RAD as a response to like this sheer gap for opportunities for arts education for our youth, especially in areas of Denver that are the most historically excluded from these kind of educational opportunities. I built a music program at a charter school in far northeast Denver, at two different schools, and then taught fourth grade, and just felt like yes, I was making like such a strong impact on students. I would take students even on tours. We'd do international tours, doing mostly like West African, like Guinea, Mali style percussion and dance, and we were getting like national awards and like awards from the mayor and stuff. And, you know, like, after graduating from my programs as fifth graders, there's two choices. They could either try to go to Denver School of the Arts, and quite frankly, maybe 5% of my students who applied there would get in, and not knocking them, but somehow, let's just talk about it in terms of institutionalized preferences of arts of my students, or the backgrounds of my students, weren't preferred at this school, right? And so only a very small percentage would get in there. And the ones that wouldn't, like the only options they had were like cheerleading or sports. Like all of arts was just cut from any middle school or high school option that they had. And I had like kids that were going on tour as second graders, like being able to sing like modulating harmonies, like compose their own music. Just stop arts altogether after fifth grade because there was just literally no option.
No way to continue this. Yeah. When you are speaking to me about what you have created and what you notice, you're making me think about what happens with the kids here in Boulder when they also take music classes. But what happens if they don't know how to read the notes, if they have not done all those extra classes that I know they must take? They are not accepted into continuing into those academies or those tracks that then they go to CU Boulder. And if they don't do that, they are not accepted. As you know, our music is all over the world. Mm-hmm. We conquer with our music because of our mestizaje, because of the mix that we bring, mm-hmm. La Latinidad.
If we look at history of, let's just say, music, of our like cultural assets from the United States, largely black and indigenous print, you know, like cultural assets, like let's say just jazz, for instance, right? Jazz is, when it first came out, was like seen in the same way as hip hop was. It was like basically like you're cussing over the mic. This is like lewd music. It's like leading to whatever like negative stereotypes you would have. And then all of a sudden, now it's like one of our greatest cultural assets. And guess what? If you go to the university, primarily who are teaching jazz? White men. So let's just let that sit for 1 second. And those are the ones who are upholding the system to say people who are not white are not good enough, are not musical enough to be deemed worthy of these jazz programs. But like jazz pedagogy really is like, you go to someone's house, you listen to records, you jam out to some tunes, I show you this, you show me this. It's a very informal learning practice that ended up developing one of the most complex music theory systems that we have. Yet nowadays, for some reason, we just uphold these old school traditions without really recognizing that music theory in itself is just a set of like guidelines to compose in a genre. But it doesn't make it more or less right unless you are trying to compose in a specific genre of classical. yes, there's good things to be had from that, just like there's good things to be had from any musical tradition, right? So after I built these music programs in Denver and kind of found that I was plateauing in terms of like the level of impact that I could, that's when I took it upon myself to go back to school, get a doctorate in music education and educational leadership and policy studies, because I know that like I'm in this unique position where I can navigate both like the more traditional education system and even like arts education system and the more culturally responsive approaches that are not seen.
Where can people find out more about this new school that you're opening up, and how can people be participant or collaborate with you?
So we'll be ECE through eighth grade model, but we'll start in 2024 is when we're launching. It's in far northeast Denver, so kind of on your way to the airport off of Peña Boulevard. We will start with ECE first and second grade that year and build one grade level per year as we grow. So basically, if you have children or students who are in any way interested in the arts, and we're not kind of saying that like we're trying to sort of cultivate like professional artists necessarily, we're trying to leverage, so we're pioneering this concept called arts-based learning. And so it's kind of taking project-based learning and arts integration and molding them together, and so that students have opportunities to approach all academics through the arts. So if you want to demonstrate your math multiplication facts by writing a song, that's how, you know, that's seen as your assessment rather than like just a worksheet test kind of thing.
How can people find out more? Where can they go?
So for one, you can find us on our website. It's radicalartsacademy.org. You can find us on Instagram, again, at Radical Arts Academy, or on Facebook at Radical Arts Academy. If you have children, again, like around 3 to 5 years old, that's like the perfect age for when we launch in 2024. And you can also email me personally. It's rad, so R-A-A-D, at radicalartsacademy.org. And if you're interested in trying to enroll early before we open to just try to get in front of the gate, go to bit.ly/radicalarts, and it's all lowercase.
What is your last message that you would like to give?
I just want to give, honestly, a shout out to folks like KGNU. And I'm not being, what do you call it? Like, I'm not just saying this. Like, literally, we've been a band since about 2007. And we were doing, like, things like Afrobeat and, like, just music from diverse cultures. Honestly, I'm not trying to toot my own horn, but before a lot of other people were trying to do that in Colorado. And from the very get, KGNU was the only radio station that would actually play our stuff, that would host us up for cabaret, that would actually co-host concerts that we were having. Like, it was us, and like KGNU was like the first fools to be like, yeah, Pink Hawks, we love you, you're like our kind of stuff. And so I just want to shout y'all out, and I want anyone listening to know like the sheer importance and just like how cutting edge, how progressive KGNU has always been.
Mario Yuso Nieto with Pink Hawks. For KGNU, I am Rosana Longo-Better.